erupting volcano in Australia. Okay, it might not be in the middle of George Street or just off Federation Square, but it's still technically in Australia. A team of scientists have caught amazing footage of one of Australia's active volcanoes in the act of blowing its top. Of the dozens of volcanoes in Australia, only a few have been active inside the last 100,000 years. To discuss Big Ben, it's called, I'm joined by Jesse Hawley, Communications Officer at the CSIRO. Good morning, Jesse. How are you doing?
Hi, Mitch. Good. How are you?
Very well, thank you for asking. So let's be honest, where exactly is the Big Ben volcano?
It's on a small island southwest of Perth, 4,000 kilometres away, so it's a bit of a trek to get there, and it's no surprise not many people go there very often, but yeah, it's a peak in the middle of the ocean.
Okay, so it's 4,000 kilometres away. How does Australia have claim to this land that's so far away?
I think it was found by an Englishman in the 1800s, and it was given to Australia in the 30s, perhaps, mm-hmm. and Mr. Heard found it. He's like, that's me. It's mine.
it's my island.
Sorted.
So, I mean, because it's actually technically closer to South Africa, isn't it, than Australia?
Yeah, I guess okay. Finders keepers.
Finders keepers. All right. So tell us a little about Big Ben. How big is it, sort of, and how often does it erupt?
I think it's like 2,000 metres high. It's a big monolith. Not too sure how often it erupts because, people aren't there to observe it. I think it's erupted a few times in the last couple of decades. But we got like a satellite imagery that sees the heat welling up beneath it in preparation for a burst. So there's like indirect evidence that it erupts, every couple of years.
Because there's actually an expedition down there at the moment. That's how we got images and videos of this amazing Big Ben erupting. Tell us about the expedition that's heading down in that area at the moment.
Yeah, so it's ran on the RV Investigator, a CSIRO research ship, and heading the investigation is University of Tasmania Institute for Marine Antarctic Studies, I think, run by Professor Mike Goffin, and also Australian National University, and they're investigating submarine volcanoes that are releasing iron into the ecosystems there. So, they're looking at volcanoes, but not ones that pierce the water, and they got to observe it with their very own human eyes. Exciting.
It's pretty unbelievable and pretty unlikely event as well that they're down there and by happenstance it actually erupts when they're actually there.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of them are geophysicists and volcanologists and it would have been a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. It would have been really great to see that in person, especially rare people. Yeah.
And you talked about Heard Island and the guy named Heard who discovered the island, claimed it for his own. What do we know about Heard Island?
It's got kind of nice ecosystems, got penguins and marine life there. It used to be, it is part of a little microcontinent that's submerged now, I think, for maybe 100,000 years, perhaps. And it's part of the Kerguelen Plateau, which is, a submarine continent. And now the only parts of the continent that are actually visible are Heard Island, McDonald Island, and the Kerguelen Islands, I believe. Yeah, so it's a whole continent submerged, kind of Atlantis style, and the volcanoes just keep raising it up further and further, and that's what we observed.
Okay, cool. And when was the last expedition to Heard and McDonald Islands?
30 years ago, like 1987, I think, and so it's a bit of a pain in the ass to get to,
I think it was there's a video of your article on this expedition, and I think it was about 2 weeks just at sea, just to get to these islands. So they're quite remote, aren't they?
Yeah, very remote. So I guess it would have been a bit of a waste of time, like just going to the islands. So on the way there, they were mapping the seafloor and doing research and gathering data there. And now they're at the islands, they're circumnavigating them, measuring the hydrothermal vents around the islands, actually measuring the volcanic output into the water. So yeah, they're making the most of every part of the trip.
Yeah, and you mentioned, my next question is about sort of monitoring volcanoes, because you said you monitor it using satellite imagery to sort of what's happening underwater, which kind of gives an indication of when a volcano will erupt. But how much do we know beforehand when volcanoes actually erupt?
I think there was, an indirect indicator of the eruption around late January, that heat was arising there and amassing. But on board the RV Investigator is acoustic systems that can read the seafloor and the subsea floor, so actually like pierce down below the rock. And they can determine the heat there and the activity via the boat's onboard instruments, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah, well, it's an amazing story. Big Ben erupting down there on Heard and McDonald Island, 4,000 kilometres southwest of Perth.
Yeah.
Technically closer to South Africa, but we'll claim it for our own anyway. Jesse Hawley from the CSIRO, thanks so much for joining us in studio this morning.
No worries. Have a good day.